Good morning. A clear night with temperatures dipping back into the 50s in most locations to start the day, but already with a beautiful sunrise, temperatures are turning around back up into the 60s. We'll continue our climb quickly through the 60s and 70s with full sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon hours, which will carry our readings into the lower 80s on average for afternoon highs. Humidity levels are relatively low, and it'll be a comfortable afternoon with a slight northwest breeze. Mostly clear and calm tonight, comfortable temperatures again with most everyone back into the middle and upper 50s with high pressure in control. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a cool front slicing through the upper Great Lakes and Midwest. It's on its way here for the day tomorrow. We'll start out with some sunshine. An increasing southerly wind will pull the dew points back up towards 60, so it'll get a little more humid around here. And this will set the stage for a round of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon as the front heads in. Some of the thunderstorms will be enhanced by some upper-level energy also pivoting through and could produce strong wind gusts and some hail, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. The activity will die out tomorrow evening. Temperatures will be in the lower 80s for highs on Friday. This will set us up for a beautiful holiday weekend. With high pressure settling in for the day on Saturday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be breezy with low humidity again, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Remaining comfortable in the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, and that ridge of high pressure will last right on into the holiday for Monday with mostly sunny skies, just a touch more humidity, but still nice with highs in the lower to middle 80s. It looks like the next front will not arrive until the middle of next week, so we'll keep it dry on Tuesday in the mid 80s with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm by next Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front across the southeastern United States will linger for the next couple of days, keeping showers and thunderstorms in the forecast through Saturday. Some of these storms may produce localized heavy rainfall. This boundary also extends west into parts of the plains. Storms are expected to be most widespread across the central plains today, and the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted this area for a marginal risk of severe weather as several upper-level disturbances traverse the region. These storms will also be capable of producing heavy rainfall, and a flash flood watch has been issued for the Missouri Valley centered on the Kansas City area. Elsewhere, monsoonal moisture will keep mainly diurnally driven showers and thunderstorms across the Four Corners region, the central and southern Rockies, as well as the Great Basin today. Temperatures will be 5 to 15 degrees above average. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 41 degrees with a northwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy skies and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 55, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.00 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Seney, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, sunny in Boston in the mid-80s, and sunny skies in Buffalo with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 71, that's 1 degree above normal. 0.04 of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.31 inches for the month, which is 1.36 inches below normal. And 13.07 inches for the year, which is 5.38 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 6 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, 137, that's 26 above normal. And 212 for the season, which is 71 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 98, set in 1964. And the record low, 47, in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with comfortable humidity today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny, with comfortable humidity today and high temperatures in the lower to mid-80s. Clear skies tonight with lows around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny with comfortable humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, comfortable humidity today, and highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, with comfortable humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds in the afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing and lasting into the evening, highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower humidity Saturday, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Sunday. For Independence Day, Monday, mostly sunny and warm, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s on Tuesday, and partly sunny with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, and highs back into the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.